Maslow's hierarchy of needs are typically described in the form of a pyramid with each layer building on the last. From the base of the pyramid to the top, the layers are physiological, safety, belonging and love, esteem, and finally, self-actualization. What if we imagine these needs differently, like parts of a body? And the heart is really belonging and love. Without the heart, the rest of the body cannot live. With the heart, the body thrives and the possibilities for a fulfilling life expand. Now, what if you apply this theory to business?
If you think about it as the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you think a hierarchy of experience needs, at the bottom, you would always see convenience and ease and simplicity. But then you have to go up. You have to move up as a brand. You have to learn, you have to listen. You have to be able to respond, because at that second level, you're really more proactive. But your objective here is to get to the top level, where you've built a relationship of immense value with your customers, specifically in today's market.
That's Mark Taylor, Senior Vice President and the Global Practice Lead for Cognizant Digital Experience, a multinational company that provides IT consulting and technology services to help businesses modernize and digitize to meet their customers' needs. Mark's area of the company, Cognizant Digital Experience, is made up of experts who help companies read data to design experiences for their customers. For Mark, the level he's most concerned with in Maslow's hierarchy of needs is that heart level, belonging and love. When it comes down to it, the heart level is about establishing relationships. How is Cognizant's heart so strong? How does such a massive international company build such high-quality relationships with its clients and even encourage them to do the same with their customers? What's that special X factor that Cognizant has that really allows their team to stay close with their clients? Find out on this episode of Business X Factors. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org, and this is Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and then unpack how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run and what's so special about the people, the culture, and the processes that make it all happen. Question for you. What do you think is the best use of technology? Our friends at Highland believe technology is about transforming the way we all work so we can be more informed, empowered, and connected through every interaction and in every relationship with everyone we serve. Highland is your X factor for better performance. Go to highland.com/insights to learn more. That's HYLAND.com/insights. Part of an individual's journey towards self-actualization is to maneuver through life with a resilient perspective. If there is an obstacle in the road, it can either be thought of as an impossible roadblock or as an opportunity to take a new path. Mark certainly embodied this open, positive attitude in the early stages of his career.
My education wouldn't necessarily lead you me doing what I'm doing today. I moved to France after university and started my own company, basically because no one else would employ me at that point because my French wasn't that great. And my client base was essentially agencies, marketing and advertising agencies, because speaking English was actually an advantage in that domain. So I spent a couple of years doing that. I actually fell in love with the space. I actually fell in love with the insights that drove marketing and advertising. Got very passionate about that. And then after a while, I was assimilated into one of the big holding companies, Havas, in France. So at that point, Havas was on the French Stock Exchange and was quoted in French only, in France only, I should say. And at some point, maybe 3 years later, they moved their headquarters to New York. And ever since I've been here, and I stayed for a long time in the advertising and marketing game. Again, got really passionate about the insight and the data side of the game.
Mark transformed his lingual limitations into an advantage, and in doing so, found his passion. As Mark's career evolved, he sensed that companies were no longer able to lean on messaging to explain their brands. As the information in the world increased exponentially and became available at the touch of our fingertips, he realized companies needed a new way to stand out and connect with customers.
After a long career in marketing and advertising, I switched to a more technology-centric organization. And that's basically because I believe that the way to the hearts and minds of consumers today is through experiences. It used to be that you could do the most wonderful campaign. You could convey your brand promise through messaging and through media. You can't do it anymore. You can only convey your brand promise through the experience you enable. That requires extraordinary depth and breadth in technology to be able to deliver those experiences. I have this thing, customers and employees for that matter, but customers reevaluate their relationships with brands at every interaction. Every interaction matters. So the ability to deliver against those interactions is primarily a technology problem or technology opportunity.
A technological problem, or as Mark sees it, a technology opportunity, doesn't solve itself. It requires people pointing the technology toward a solution. On a basic level, everything comes down to values, because technology without values is an empty container, just like a person without values lacks true heart. For Cognizant, identifying what customers value and then delivering on that basis is what it's all about.
So where value lies is a critical piece of the work that we do. So we will tell you, for all of our clients, when we look at their engagement model with their customers or employees or partners, every interaction is important, and it really is. But some interactions are more important than others. And I believe there are three types of interaction. I think there's the baseline interactions. So I want to check my account, to balance on my account, baseline. There's some wow interactions. And this used to be, and this is probably 10 years ago, I'm aging myself. 10 years ago, it used to be a wow interaction was when you got on a Cathay Pacific airplane and they gave you a hot towel. Because it just didn't exist anywhere else. It was just wow. And then there's, for me, the moments that matter. And the moments that matter are those interactions in which the brand must win. And it's must because that's where real value lies between the consumer and the brands, and must because it's a reflection of the brand value.
Cognizant helps brands figure out the experiences that their customers value. But the next step is winning, meeting, and even surpassing customers' expectations. Companies must leverage technology, but in a human way. It is fascinating to consider that getting to the heart of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, developing deep relationships with people, now requires a technological boost. But it does make sense. We created technology that has inundated the world with data to the point that information overload has made communication difficult. We often don't know what the most important thing is or where to find it. Technology must now be implemented to promote understanding by providing unique experiences.
But there are also those moments at which the consumer is the most emotionally vested in the outcome. So very often in a brand-consumer relationship, those moments will be human-to-human. Contact center, in branch, in store. They just often are human to human. But to do human to human at scale is a scale that we need is impossible. So I really do believe that a judicious use of artificial intelligence can recreate some of the characteristics of a human-to-human interaction. So what is a human-to-human interaction? Well, first of all, it's listening. Then it's framing the response or framing the question based on what you just heard. So that's what humans do. As we're talking, I'm taking signals from you. I'm looking at you. I see what you're doing. I see how you're moving your head. I see your eyes. And I hear you, of course. Artificial intelligence can help us do that at a scale that is otherwise unimaginable. And scale is important. So is it 100% human equivalence? Absolutely not. But it's brands behaving like humans, because it's brands who are listening, brands who are reacting to stimuli, and brands who are meeting the needs of the person they're talking to.
AI can certainly help augment listening, but then the next level is taking in that information to achieve a higher level of consciousness. Awareness allows a person or even an institution to get to the heart of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. For Cognizant, the name of the game is helping its clients increase their awareness so that they can determine where they add the most value to their customers.
We have talked to our clients about relevancy, and we think about relevancy in this case in terms of understanding who your customer is, so using customer data. It's about decisioning. So how do you use that data to make decisions on how you're going to interact with your customer? It's about content. And it's about distribution. It's about how you, the channel, is it email, is it in branch? You have to be able to do that in a massively efficient way to be able to do it at a large enough scale to drive outcomes that you need. So, you know, we would talk to our clients around using artificial intelligence to refactor or even to create content. So you imagine now where clients used to have to engage agencies to design and redesign assets. Now we have robots that do that for them.
Relevancy is essential. But how exactly does Cognizant turn this relevancy into business success? Take the following example. Cognizant worked with a luxury car company to create a personalized marketing platform in order to provide customers the perfect offer at the ideal time via the best channel. Using the car company's data, Cognizant created a system where AI and computer learning identifies customers and then serves them offers to a relevant channel. The platform then drives customer responses to a dashboard where the results filter through an analytics engine so that the system's targeting capabilities and predictions become even more refined over time.
Great experiences change minds, change lives, and change behaviors. And if they don't do that, then they're not working hard enough for you. Go look at the experiences that you're enabling and think about your experience in relation to you as a company. Which are the moments at which you must win? And have you aligned your organization to win at those moments?
For the luxury car company, it had to win relevancy at a key moment by aligning the right customer to the right offer and then delivering that offer through the perfect channel. All of these components required a deep understanding of how, where, and why customers engage with certain content. It's the ultimate feat of brand alignment. If your body is out of alignment, a slightly annoying pain can quickly become a major injury. So how does an organization like Cognizant keep itself in line? Instead of physical therapy, what exercise is Cognizant engaging in to perform at this peak potential? Stay tuned to learn how to connect your organization's mission with data and technology to create winning customer experiences. When I need help, I want someone who understands where I am now and where I'm coming from, but with a broader perspective. The folks at Highland are like that. Highland is a true partner to more than half of Fortune 100 companies, a partner that understands your industry and offers expertly tailored solutions that evolve with you. With Highland, you gain a complete view of information across your organization, along with the agility to compete at the top of your game and deliver better customer experiences. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. To really understand our customers, we can't live in the past. We must truly be present. Metrics are backwards, looking where relationships are either built or torn down in the moment. So what metrics and interactions should you look at to get a real-time, in-the-moment understanding of the relationship your brand is building with its customers?
We talk a lot about surprise and delight. We talk a lot about turning a bad experience into a good experience, and that creates real lifetime value. So I think, honestly, I'm going to look at it from a more scientific way because it's hard to predict. There is no question that what matters is building engagement. There is no question that engagement is actually an emotion. It's something you feel, but there's also no question that it can be measured. So I would say once you've understood those key moments of interaction between you and your audience, measuring them as leading indicators of value is something that a brand needs to be able to do. Very often we measure lagging indicators of value. Loyalty is a lagging indicator of value. NPS is a lagging indicator of value. So how do we measure the leading indicators of value so we know we're on the right track? If we're on the right track, that's where it becomes surprising for clients. That's where we can start to build affinity. That's where we can start to really create that relationship of, I trust and value. I don't think there's one answer. And I believe we have to measure those micro interactions, which are not necessarily a purchase or a loyalty adherence or an NPS score. And that allows us, again, I think, to be almost with our customer as they go through their journey with us.
Big moments matter. But when it comes to relationship building, Mark understands that it's those so-called micro interactions that mean so much more. It sounds crazy to say, especially given the motivating factor of money in our world, but purchases are not everything in business. Making a bunch of money is not the pinnacle of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But central in the pyramid is love and belonging. That's intriguing because it tells us that relationships are at the core of everything, even in business. Money will be made, of course, but the relationship must be the focus. Why? Because people matter, and meaning between different parties is built from a relational mentality.
So really understanding customer and business insights to enable us to understand what our customers care about and then deliver against it. I call this intimacy and industrialization. It's those two things that came together in Cognizant in this signal organization that I think was the most impactful reason for me moving here. And it's how I have the most fun every day.
Once a relationship is established, it's a matter of keeping connected, even as other relationships are created too. In the business world, we need to be able to have intimate professional relationships with many people. Success demands it, yet we have to maintain and appreciate each individual relationship. The world is such a busy place. How can we hold so many relationships?
Personalization at scale is a really complex proposition for our clients. I think from an organizational perspective, I think this notion of intimacy and industrialization pays off on that promise of personalization at scale. What is intimacy? Intimacy is insight, but it's also business context. It's really understanding the problem our clients are trying to solve for their consumers. It's understanding also the market context, the competitive context around it. So you understand the drivers of behavior in your audiences. That's intimacy. The industrialization side of that is being able to take those insights and map them down through the different operational layers of our client organizations to be able to deliver experiences across the range of the customer lifecycle.
For Cognizant, intimacy and industrialization leads to delivering meaningful, winning experiences at scale. To visualize exactly how those two concepts work together, take the example of Cognizant's work with the English Football Association, also called the FA. Cognizant was tasked with connecting the FA with current and potential players and coaches. The FA's vision was to make football easier to find, participate in, and run, as well as more inclusive. Cognizant's business engineering team embedded physically and virtually at Wembley Stadium HQ. They drilled down into the data and began to understand how and where they could help the FA realize their vision. This was step one, intimacy. If the data was like the playing area, Cognizant analyzed every aspect of the pitch to see how the FA's customers could be better engaged. From there came step two, industrialization. Cognizant built an engagement platform that the FA has been able to use to create winning digital experiences, including creating rewards programs and AI engines for matching players with clubs. After 1 year, the FA found a 94% customer satisfaction rating. They saw a 25% increase in youth registration and had more than 60,000 new enrollees in their youth girls program. This is a great example of how Cognizant is helping its clients connect with customers. But Cognizant's impact doesn't just stop there. They also take the time to look at a lesser discussed but equally important component to business success, the employee experience.
Part of my team is organizational ethnographers. And another part of my team is designers. And another part of my team is technologists. So we have this breadth of capability to deliver across the whole premise that we've been talking about so far. So I mentioned organizational ethnographers. So we've done this. My team would go in and really understand, having mapped, first of all, the customer experience, which, again, every company has done to some degree. We would then go into the organization and look at that customer experience in relation to the employee experience. So when the customer experience at its moments of highest value, where are the employees? Are there enough of them there? Do they need to be differently augmented? So it really is an ethnographic work that we can do in generally 6 to 8 weeks and get a very good understanding of the alignment. Again, Jeremy, this is, I think, is something that many companies don't do. I think many of them spend a lot of time optimizing how their employees are facing off, as it were. For example, in a contact center, there's an opportunity, I think, here to kind of rethink that. But the only way to rethink it is in synchronicity. I'm never sure if that's a word, but in synchronicity with the customer journey work. So it's just a mindset. Because people are asking, and brands, companies are asking the question, how do I improve my employee experience? Think about it together. Thinking about it together is not 100% harder and probably delivers 200% of value.
A winning strategy often comes from diving deeper to provide solutions. At times, some organizations fall into the trap of talking about innovations without delivering substance. That's not the mindset for Mark and Cognizant. For Cognizant, personal and company growth towards self-actualization is about keeping it real and scratching beneath the surface of data, language, and ideas to get to the truth.
I struggle with the word innovation, and only because I think there are so many things we should be doing with tools, techniques that are available today that we're not doing. So for me, innovation is about not something new, it's about the application of something existing in a new way. Using a new technology relatively, it's not that new anymore, but using it to drive an interaction, that's innovation. And I think all customer experience innovation starts with listening, starts with understanding what your customers care about. Intimacy is listening really carefully, and industrialization is about creating the ecosystem to be able to support what your customers care about.
Is there no sound when you're silent? Check it out. Be quiet for a moment. What did you hear? It wasn't silence. You heard something, perhaps a bird chirping or the wind outside, or the thud of a squirrel falling from a power line. Sometimes when you're quiet, you can hear a lovely thing, or a typical thing, or a curious thing. Providing time and space for silence is what our customers and, yes, our employees require. They need us to be quiet and present so we can hear their desires and act accordingly. If we listen to them, whether we augment that listening with technology or otherwise, it will strengthen our relationship to them and them to us. And it's with that in mind that Cognizant is able to deliver both intimacy and industry in all its interactions. Intimacy with others is first born from self-knowledge, then truly valuing others and listening to their needs. Industry is about taking action to meet those needs. For successful companies, industry and intimacy must align to create an environment that provides customers the experiences they want and need. And when client wants and needs are met, a company's esteem elevates as it moves upward in Maslow's hierarchy and builds relationships that matter and last. Companies and lives are built on those relationships, and upon them, finally, is self-actualization. Business X Factors is brought to you by our friends at Hyland. For over a decade, Hyland has been named a leader in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for Content Services Platforms, leading the way to help people get the information they need, when, and where they need it. More than half of 2020 Fortune 100 companies rely on Hyland to help them create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. When your focus is on the people you serve, Hyland stands behind you. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. You've been listening to Business X Factors, created by Mission.org and brought to you by Hyland. If you like this show, please be sure to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app. We'd also be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, as this helps ensure that more amazing listeners find this show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.